Very special day on Saturday. It is Remembrance Day, and this time around it's the 99th anniversary of the armistice. Plenty of commemorations happening around the Hunter. One that is planned on Saturday is at the Kersley Community Centre, and the dawn service happening there on Saturday. Jordan Fallon is the committee chairman. He's got some thoughts on what we can expect on the day, Jordan. But I guess firstly, from those in the Kersley area that did go off to fight in World War One, how many of the region's young men went?
Yeah, that's right, Mark. We had about 20 local men that we've been able to research and find some information on who were involved in World War One. The majority of them made it home safely, albeit, you know, suffering psychological and physical traumas, and they returned to their pre-war lives back into coal mining and labouring. But there were two that never made it home. Private Matthew Heppel, who was only 19 when he was killed at the Battle of Fromelles in 1916. And then just down the road, we had Captain Clarence Jeffries from Abermain, who was actually one of only 18 New South Welshmen who received a Victoria Cross recipient. And he was killed at the Battle of Passchendaele in October 1917. So we do, even though we're a small community, have a very direct and strong link with World War One, and reflecting and commemorating on the sacrifices made by so many local service personnel.
Yes, particularly when you're thinking just under 100 years ago, not that many folks living in the region at that time, and for that many people to be heading off would certainly have decimated the area at the time. Now, of course, Remembrance Day happening. What actually is going to be happening at Kersley for those wanting to come along and commemorate with you, Jordan?
Yeah, so we've got the service starting at about 10:45 in the grounds of Kersley Community Hall, which over the last decade has been created into a ground of remembrance. We have remembrance plaques and opportunities to reflect on those local service personnel who have gone to war in all conflicts over the last century. We'll be starting at 10:45, going through the service and allowing the local community to come together and reflect on the sacrifices made by whether it's local family members or people that they know. That opportunity to lay wreaths and that sort of thing, so that'll be great.
How does your area commemorate Remembrance Day and make that separate from Anzac Day? Is there much of a difference there, or is it a similar feel when it comes to these 2 days?
It's quite different. I think over the last couple of decades, seen a growth in the interest in people commemorating Anzac Day. You know, in communities across the country, we see hundreds and thousands turn out to dawn services and commemorative services on Anzac Day. But that doesn't seem to extend to Remembrance Day. There's not as much attention or focus. And often the case is that it's just the local RSL and RSL members coming together to pay their respects. But Remembrance Day, you know, is quite significant in our history. 62,000 Australians were killed just in World War One alone. Another, I think, 50,000 in other conflicts. And it's a time to reflect on all those sacrifices. And what our committee's been trying to do this year, given it's a sad day, Remembrance Day falls on, it's an opportunity for many people, because they won't be at work, they won't be at school, to come together and just pause for a moment and think about all those young men and women who gave their lives for our freedom and for our opportunity to live and benefit from a democratic society.
Jordan, I think that's a nice way to leave it there. Good luck with everything tomorrow. I'm sure it'll be a very, very somber day, but it'll be a nice day of reflection as well. Thank you for sharing your time with us this morning.
Thanks for your time, Mark. Really appreciate it.
Jordan Fallon from the Kersley Community Dawn Service Committee and the Remembrance Day Service will be at Kersley tomorrow. Got some details at 2NURFM.com for you.